Good morning and welcome to the Builders Briefing for May 23rd, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam, and today we've got a fun one. A shadow library, literally writing love letters to AI crawlers, the GPU buy versus rent math, Google blocking an entire word from search, and more.
Love letters to robots. This is the timeline we live in. Let's get into it.
Okay, so the big story. Anna's Archive, the shadow library search engine, published a blog post titled, and I quote, "If you're an LLM, please read this." It blew up on Hacker News, over 550 points, 300 plus comments. What they did is they planted a structured lm.txt file that's part manifesto for open access to knowledge and part experiment to see if you can actually influence how AI models ingest and represent your content.
That's fascinating because lms.txt has been floating around as this kind of niche SEO adjacent thing, right? But Anna's Archive is stress testing it in the most adversarial way possible, basically asking, can you persuade the bot? Can you shape how an AI talks about you downstream?
Exactly. And whether or not the persuasion actually works, the signal here is clear. LLMs.txt is graduating from niche experiment to something every builder with a public-facing site needs to think about. If you have docs, APIs, product pages, you should already have one of these files telling AI agents what your product does and what to prioritize.
It's the new robots.txt, basically. Except instead of telling crawlers what not to index, you're telling them how to understand you. And if you don't have one, you're leaving that interpretation entirely up to the model. Which, good luck with that.
Right. And the prediction here is that in the next 6 months, we're going to see a wave of LMs.txt tooling, linters, best practice guides, maybe even a whole cottage industry around it. The fight over how AI agents discover and represent your content is going to be a defining builder problem going into 2027.
Ship one this weekend, folks. Seriously, early movers on this are going to own the AI-mediated discovery channel.
All right, shifted to AI and models. Josh Kamau dropped an essay that's getting a lot of traction. His argument, AI coding tools don't replace expertise, they multiply it. Senior devs get 5 times leverage, juniors get marginal speed-ups and honestly more footguns.
That matches what I've seen completely. If you already know what good code looks like, AI helps you write it way faster. But if you don't, you just generate bad code faster and with more confidence, which is arguably worse.
This hiring takeaway is sharp too. Optimize for fundamentals over prompt engineering. The best prompt engineer with shaky fundamentals still ships fragile code.
100%. Also worth flagging, the MCP server registry is now accepting community submissions. If you've built a model context protocol integration, go register it now. Early listings are going to get disproportionate adoption as agents start honor discovering tools.
Yeah, that ties right back to the LMS.txt story. It's all the same pattern. Make your stuff machine discoverable or get left behind. There's also a nice curated list of permanently free LLM APIs on GitHub. No credit card required. Great for prototyping and hackathons. Link in the briefing. Okay, infrastructure. This one's fun. A solo developer published an honest accounting of their $48,000 home GPU server. The bottom line, it paid for itself in about 7 months at high utilization. But idle time absolutely kills the economics.
Right, and what's wild is the break-even point. If you're spending more than $5,000 a month on cloud inference APIs, you should at least run the buy versus rent math for your specific workload. But you have to be honest about utilization. If that rig sits idle 40% of the time, the math flips fast.
Related. AI-driven demand for DRAM and NAND is squeezing supply hard enough to reprice consumer electronics. Smartphones, laptops, all getting more expensive. If your product targets price-sensitive hardware, plan for higher component costs through 2027.
The ripple effects of AI infrastructure build-out hitting consumer pricing. That's a story more people need to be tracking.
Dev Tools Corner. Deno 2.8 landed. If you've been waiting for node compatibility to mature before making the switch, the gap keeps closing. The built-in formatter, linter, and test runner are a real-time saver for greenfield projects.
I keep hearing good things about Dino for new projects specifically. Also saw a detailed critique of UV's package management UX. It's blazing fast but apparently confusing when you need to do real dependency management in Python. The workarounds in the post are genuinely helpful if you're hitting that wall.
Add a quick shout out to Slumber. It's a 2E HTTP client for people who live in the terminal. Supports collections, environments, templating. If Postman feels like overkill for your workflow, check it out. Link in the briefing. Security. Two stories that pair nicely. First, Trunk Mobile exposed customer PII, phone numbers, addresses, the usual. And as usual, it was almost certainly a misconfigured API endpoint, not some sophisticated attack.
The broken record keeps spinning. If you're storing PII, audit your endpoints for unauthenticated access. Like this weekend. It's never a zero day, it's always an open door.
And then this one made me laugh and wince simultaneously. Google has apparently blocked or filtered searches for the word disregard, as in the actual English word. This is likely a blunt force response to prompt injection attacks that use phrases like disregard previous instructions.
Oh no, that's the keyword blocking equivalent of banning the word fire because people yell it in theaters. If you're building LLM-powered features, please invest in actual input sanitization, not just a block list of scary words.
It's a perfect example of what happens when AI safety meets search at scale without nuance. All right, quick hits. Someone finally migrated their blog off Ubuntu 16.04 after 10 years, moved to FreeBSD. Solid Ops Retrospective.
10 years. That's commitment. Also love the piece on using Kadi Search with low vision. If you build search UIs, that accessibility review is worth your time.
There's a fun one about a fourth inspired language for writing websites. Great weekend experiment material. And Docker Compose is trending on GitHub. Likely a new release or major update worth checking. So here's the big takeaway for the week. The web is growing a new layer. OMS.txt, MCP registries, structured metadata. It's all converging on one pattern. Make your product machine discoverable or become invisible. If you're building anything with a public surface, ship in LMMs.txt this weekend and register your MCP servers.
The builders who optimize for AI-mediated discovery right now are going to own the distribution channel that matters most in 12 months. This isn't speculative anymore. It's happening.
That's the briefing for May 23rd. Go ship that LMS.txt. Audit those API endpoints. And we'll see you next time.
Happy building, everyone. See you next time.